Well, now, in regard to this problem of the ultimate revolution, in the past, we can say that all revolutions have essentially aimed at changing the environment in order to change the individual.
This is a special 45 revolution per minute recording.
What eyes here? That hood's in there, slip the babies off. Yes, but Snumskis, you know, Snumskis, so snummy one, and I, you know, one dog sitting there, Chris, in it. Last is the soap and dowers of them, so the valve, you know, snitter down here, still other than it. You're off, you're rolling out of here, wolf. Nominee is here, beast, and right, you're out of the nest, which is this, and brother, ask, oh, that's the wolf. Valve, you know, you stand the lead, so all the rest, you're all the left, wolf.
Hi, JD coming at you again. Right here in the studio with me, I have Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm going to ask the boys some heavy questions, so it's time to just get right on. John Fogerty, the name Creedence Clearwater Revival is quite an unusual one. How did you come up with it?
Well, it was back in the winter of 97. It was an unusually cold Christmas Eve, and I was sitting by the fire, wondering where I was going to go next. Suddenly there was a knocking at the door. I put down my pipe and looked through the door. I wasn't quite sure what was the answer.
Hey, that's a great story. Stu, you boys have been together for more than 11 years. How did you first get started, and what did you do in those long, lean years before Susie Q?
Well, Mr. J, Doug usually answers that question.
It all started in
Mrs. Stark's music room. John was playing piano, I fell by. Wanted to play drums. Next thing I knew, I was in Lucille's front room, jamming and a-cramming. Next thing I knew, I was in Stuart's rumpus room, bopping and a-stopping, and he was in the band, piano playing fool. Well, Tom and I and John and Stu and Frank and Hardy went down to the boys' club party, and Frank were our equipment. Set up, and Tom made more than we did, playing cards in the back room. Next thing I knew, we were out this time, in the theater.
And about 3 weeks later, Susie Q came out.
Fellas, there must have been many disappointments. Was there ever a time when you wanted to give up?
No.
Not kidding.
Right on. John, I heard you talk of many of the early rock stars. Which ones influenced you the most?
Oh, I had many favorites, Mr. J, but I never let them influence me. You see, I'm original. I was born with my own style.
Hey, that's out of sight. Garovey.
This is the end of side one. Turn me over.